This is the Sakar Murli of the 31st of July 2025. The essence, sweet children, wake up early in the morning and say with lots of love, Baba, good morning. It is through this remembrance that you will become Seto Pradhan. Question: in order to receive a current from the Father with accurate remembrance, which main virtues do you need to have? Answer: consider yourself to be a soul with great patience, have understanding and maturity, and remember the Father. And you will receive a current from the Father, and the soul will continue to become Seto Pradhan. You will change from thorns into flowers and continue to develop divine virtues. Om Shanti. The Father says, sweet children, the same applies to you, that is, you souls are also embodiments of peace. The original religion of all of you souls is peace. You come here from the land of peace and come into this talkie. You receive those physical organs in order to play your parts. Souls don't become larger or smaller. It is the bodies that become larger or smaller. The Father says, I am not a bodily being. I have to come to meet you children personally, face to face. For instance, children created by a father would not say that they have come from the supreme abode, taken birth, and have come to meet the mother and father. Even though a new soul enters someone else's body, or an older soul enters someone's body, it would not be said that that soul has come to meet the mother and father. The soul automatically receives a mother and father. Here, this is something new. The Father says, I have come here from the supreme abode and am now personally in front of you children. I give you children this knowledge once again because I am knowledgeful, the ocean of knowledge. I come to teach you children Raja Yoga. You are now at the confluence age and you are going to go to your home. Therefore, you definitely have to become pure. Internally, let there be a lot of happiness. Oho! The unlimited Father says, sweetest children, remember me, and you will become Seto Pradhan, masters of the world. The Father has so much love for you children. It is not that he simply teaches you in the form of the teacher and then goes back home. He is the Father and also the teacher. He is educating you and also teaching you the pilgrimage of remembrance. Let there be a lot of love for the Father who purifies you and makes you into the masters of the world. As soon as you wake up early in the morning, you should first of all say, good morning to Shiv Baba. You children have to ask your hearts, how much do I remember the unlimited Father after waking up in the morning? When you wake up early in the morning and say, good morning to Baba, and churn this knowledge, the mercury of your happiness will rise. The main thing is remembrance. Through this, you earn a very important income for the future. This income will be useful to you for cycle after cycle. You have to have remembrance with a lot of patience, maturity, and understanding. In general terms, although you say that you remember Baba a great deal, it requires effort to have accurate remembrance. Those who remember the Father more receive more current because remembrance begets remembrance. There are the two things, yoga and this knowledge. The subject of yoga is very important. It is with yoga that souls become Satopradhan. It is impossible to become Satopradhan without having remembrance. There are the two things, yoga and this knowledge. The subject of yoga is very important. It is with yoga that souls become Satopradhan. It is impossible to become Satopradhan without having remembrance. If you remember the Father very well, with a lot of love, you automatically receive a current and become healthy. Your lifespan also increases with that current. When you children remember Baba, he gives you a searchlight. Sweet children, remember this firmly. Shiv Baba is teaching us. Shiv Baba is the purifier and also the bestower of salvation. Salvation means he gives you the sovereignty of heaven. Baba is so sweet. He sits and teaches you children with so much love. The Father is teaching us through Dada. Baba gives us so much love. He doesn't give us any difficulty. He simply says, remember me and remember the cycle. Let your hearts become cool by having remembrance of the Father. Let the soul be harassed by remembrance of the One Father, because you receive such a huge inheritance from him. Each of you should check yourself. How much love do I have for the Father? To what extent do I have the divine virtues in me? You children are now changing from thorns into flowers. To the extent that you stay in yoga, you will accordingly continue to change from thorns into flowers and become Satopradhan. Those who change many thorns into flowers are said to be truly fragrant flowers. They never prick anyone. Anger is a big thorn which causes sorrow for many. From the world of thorns, you children have now stepped to the side, the shores. You are now at the confluence age. Just as a gardener puts flowers in separate pots, in the same way, you flowers of the confluence age have been placed into separate pots. You flowers will then go to heaven, and the Iron Age thorns will be burnt. The Father says, sweet children, the more you benefit many others, the more return you will receive. If you show the path to many others, you will receive blessings from many. You have to fill your aprons with the jewels of knowledge and then donate them. The ocean of knowledge is giving you platefuls of jewels. Those who donate those jewels are loved by everyone. You children should have so much happiness in you. Sensible children would say, we will claim the full inheritance from Baba. They cling to the Father completely. They have a lot of love for the Father because they know that they have found the Father who gives them life. He gives you such a blessing of this knowledge that you completely change from what you were. You become solvent from insolvent. He fills your treasure store to this extent. to the extent that you remember the Father, accordingly, there will be that much love and there will be a pull. When a needle is clean, it is pulled by a magnet. The rust will continue to be removed by your having remembrance of the Father. Remember no one except the one Father. The Father explains, sweet children, do not become careless and make mistakes. Become spinners of the discus of self-realization and lighthouses. When you have very good practice of being a spinner of the discus of self-realization, it is as though you have become an ocean of knowledge. Just as students study and become teachers. This is also your business. Make everyone into a spinner of the discus of self-realization, for only then will you become a king or queen and rule the globe. The Father says, children, without you, children, even I feel restless. When the time comes, I become restless. I should now go. Children are calling out a lot and are very unhappy. Baba has mercy, and this is why I come to liberate you children from all sorrows. You children now have to return home. Then from there, you will go to the land of happiness by yourself. I will not be your companion there. You souls will go back according to your own stage. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence. Bodharana. 1. In order to receive a current from the father automatically, remember the father with a lot of love. This remembrance alone will make you healthy. Your lifespan will increase by receiving a current. Only through remembrance will you receive searchlight from the Father. Second, stop making mistakes and being careless. Be a spinner of the discus of self-realization and become a lighthouse. It is only with this that you will become an ocean of knowledge and a ruler of the globe, a king or queen. Blessing. May you be a constantly filled treasure store of happiness and constantly give everyone good news. Constantly keep your image in front of you of being a treasure store filled with treasures of happiness. Remain aware of the countless imperishable treasures you have received. By maintaining awareness of these treasures, you will experience happiness. And where there is happiness, all sorrow is removed for all that time. By maintaining awareness of the treasures, a soul becomes powerful and finishes all waste. A soul who is full never has any type of fluctuation. Such a soul remains happy and also gives good news to others. Slogan. In order to become worthy and capable, keep a balance of karma and yoga. Avyak signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. When you serve with words, you use your time and wealth. There is also some upheaval in you, and you become tired too. However, in serving with your elevated thoughts, all of that will be saved. So increase the power of your thoughts. Have thoughts filled with determination, and revelation will then take place quickly. Om Shanti. Deep, significant points about the drama through trance messengers. 1. In this unlimited film, the drama, all the knowledge for the whole life, that is, every act is merged beforehand, according to the position of each human soul. Because the transformation of the whole life is merged in each soul, it continues to emerge according to the time. The information, that is, the act that is merged in each one, accordingly, each one's stage of perfection continues to emerge at the right time, with which each one of you becomes the one who knows everything, Jani Jananha. 2. Because the act of every second in this unlimited film is new, you will feel that you have come here just now. The act of every second is different, and the moment of the previous cycle is being repeated. But while you are moving along in your practical life, it feels as though it is new. Continue to move forward with this understanding. No one can say that they have attained all of this knowledge and that they can now go. No. Until destruction takes place, every act and all of this knowledge is new. 3. The predestined destiny of the unlimited drama has been created with faith. Some destroy their destiny and some create their destiny. All of this depends on oneself. I alone am my own enemy and my own friend. We now have to be very entertaining and sweet and make others the same. 4. In this unlimited film, for you to tolerate anything is like a sweet dream from the previous cycle, because nothing happens to you. Whoever troubled you would say, I tried to harass this one so much, I caused that one so much sorrow, but he still stayed in his divine unity, supreme unity, and remained a victorious Pandava. No one can prevent the destiny that is fixed. 5. Just see the wonder of this unlimited film, that you Pandavas are here in the practical form, and your old images and signs also exist until now. Old papers, old scriptures, the Gita, etc., are kept very carefully, and there is a lot of regard for them. Such old things exist all the time, but even then new inventions are made. Even though the old Gita was there in the practical form, a new Gita was written or invented. The old finishes when a new one is created. By imbibing this knowledge in your life in a practical way, you have now become Durga, Kali, etc. The old non-living pictures will now be destroyed, and the new living forms will be established. 6. According to this unlimited film, At the sweet time of the confluence age, only you specially loved deity children have gained victory over the vices and claimed the sweet lottery of paradise. How lucky your foreheads are. At this time, you men and women are attaining your worthy of worship deity status with this imperishable knowledge. This is the wonderful system of the wonderful golden time of this confluence age. 7. God is watching as the detached observer. I decorated with so many jewels and ornaments and sent them down onto the stage of the world for them to perform their dance. Look how they are acting now. I had given my divine children golden and silver money and said to them, wear these jewels and ornaments. Be happy-tempered and act as detached observers and observe this play as detached observers. Do not become trapped. However, you experienced the fortune of the kingdom for half a cycle and then you became trapped in the Maya you created yourself for half a cycle. I am now telling you once again, let go of this Maya. On the path of this knowledge, by turning away from all vicious acts and becoming viceless, you will be liberated from sorrow from the beginning till the end and attain happiness and peace for birth after birth. 8. When you receive advice from anyone with a higher stage than yours, there is benefit in accepting that while knowing all secrets. Know the secret within that and how there is definitely some benefit in it. The point that I have received from this one is absolutely accurate. You should accept that with a lot of happiness, because if I have made a mistake at some point, then I will be able to correct myself when I remember that point. This is why, whenever any caution is given, by accepting it with an unlimited intellect, you will be able to make progress. 9. You now have to remain introverted daily and stay in yoga, because by being introverted, you will be able to look at yourself. Not only will you see yourself, you will also be able to transform yourself. This is the highest stage. Since you know that each one is an effort maker according to his stage, there cannot be any argument or debate about anyone, because each one is an effort maker according to his stage. See each one's stage and pick up virtues from them. If you are unable to pick up virtues from them, then just leave them. 10. Constantly look at your highest aim in front of you and then look at yourself. Each one of you is an individual effort maker. Pay attention to yourself and continue to race ahead. No matter what others are doing, let me remain stable in my form and not look at others. Let me discern their stage with the power of my yoga of the intellect. Only with the stage of introversion will you be able to pass all the many tests. Achcha.